Feel great. Obviously, we've had a, I don't know how many months it's been now, but a long time to do recovery. We've done a great job with it. Trainers, doc, everyone's been great. Been here all off season doing it and progressed extremely well, right where we want to be, and look forward to the off season and doing some things.
Hey, Jordy, what does that mean, right where we want to be? What were you able to do today, for example?
I did everything everyone else did. I mean, we didn't do much today, so. But no, we've, I guess I don't know what Coach said, but I'll just, that way you guys can get over it.
We didn't talk to him, so you can say what you want.
No, so obviously we got some plans going forward. I'll do everything, off-season workout, lift and run. IPW should be the same. OTAs will be still up for discussion on how much takes place there. So, but we've been running, we've been lifting, we've been, you know, pretty much the whole off-season program that they sent home with everyone else. And so we're right where we want to be and look forward to continue to progress, keeping track of it, and hopefully staying in the right path.
Are you running routes yet, Jordy?
We haven't ran some routes. So, but that, again, it will be a progression, so.
How hard has it been to be patient throughout this whole process? I mean, you missed all last year and then off season. How hard has it been to be patient?
To be honest with you, it's been actually pretty simple. I think, obviously, once we got over the, like I said, the first week or so, we changed our mindset and focused on the surgery and the rehab process. The season obviously helped. Being here with the guys all the time helped. Moving. The season always goes fast, so I honestly believe the last few months have gone faster than what I anticipated from when I knew I was going to have surgery. So that was great, even those last couple months where it was just me and a couple other guys coming in doing stuff went fast. So as long as that continues, we'll be good. I think the steady progression of what we've been able to do helped a lot of that, of being able to change things up, move forward instead of being stuck in the same groove for a month at a time. By the time I got tired of doing an exercise, we were far enough along that we were able to move something else.
Jordy, you say we a lot. Is this like a team effort?
Absolutely. I mean, I'd probably still be on crutches if it was up to me. So, Doc did a great job, obviously, with surgery. He liked, obviously, what he did. I asked him if he ever comes out and tells someone that didn't go the way he wanted. But Nate and Flea have been great. They've pushed me. They've allowed me to progress as needed, and I think that's one reason why I stayed here, to allow them to see the progression, and then when we come back today, that they've seen me for the last, whatever, 6-7 months, whatever it's been, and they know I'm ready to continue to progress instead of being gone for that long, and then now we kind of have to do our own thing of evaluation. They've seen it all. I think that's the perk of staying here and working forward. Like I said, they've been creative with the exercises. They've changed it up. They've kept me entertained. They kept me, you know, my mind, you know, with something new so I don't get bored with it. And like I said, I think the great thing, we've had some battles of progression, but that's mainly just to push them a little bit, and then they try to pull us back a little bit, and we find a happy medium.
Can you be better? I mean, obviously you're a college player. Can you be better at this?
We'll find out. I mean, it's the unknown. So we're not there yet. We got a long ways to go. I mean, obviously we're the ultimate target date sometime in September, and we'll find out through those 16 games.
How big of a leap do you expect from guys like Jeff, Jared, and Ty now that he's kind of getting back to 100%?
You know, you expect everyone to progress. Those guys progressed a lot last year, and they'll continue to grow. I know just through my career, the years, if you don't progress year after year, even getting into year 8 and 9, then you're not going to be around very long. You have to continue to fine-tune your game, if it's mentally or on the field. So, we look forward to them. Another offseason is great. Another offseason in the classroom of understanding the offense and just getting more in depth with it is what everyone needs, and you know they'll take advantage of this time.
You know, Jordy, we're all around you so much, and we're used to who you are. Even Bill asking that question, can you be better? Our angle isn't, well, could he have lost a step? And I had somebody ask me that today, and reflexively I'm like, why, Jordy Nelson would lose a step? Do you worry about that at all?
I don't, because I think it's a waste of time if you do. Because if I do lose a step, there's nothing I can do about it. I mean, I've attacked the rehab the way I wanted to. It's progressed the way we wanted to. We'll continue to work out the way, you know, the coaches and trainers want me to. And, you know, we'll do everything we can to make sure I'm ready to go. And then if, you know, if for whatever reasons it's not there, it's not there. So I can't waste my time worried about that and the unknown. But I've had guys tell me, if you could take a year off from football, why not be year 8 and get a little rest and then come back for 9 through 12 or so?
But you're not worried. You don't have a lot of doubts. I mean, you feel good about where you are.
I don't. Again, everything we've done through rehab, it's even I don't have a mental block with anything. When we progress to something else, if it was into the running or the jumping or the cutting or whatever, maybe the first time you are cautious with it, just because, I mean, they want you to be cautious with it because you haven't done it, but the next time we hit it, we're good to go. I haven't had anything to where, even if it's slowing down after running or anything, to where I've had that mental block. And I don't know if it's because of the way it happened. If I can't jump up and land, then we got bigger issues than trying to play football.
Jordy, how much more can you help all these young receivers grow as you're on the field with them?
I don't know. I think, again, it's something that, you know, everyone tries to do their part. You try to teach them in the classroom because I think that's where you learn a lot and that's where you get on the same page with Aaron and the quarterbacks. And that's, to me, the key is to understand what they want done and how they want it done. Because if you're not on the same page with them, then you won't ever – I mean, it'll be tough to be productive. So I think that's where it starts, and then transferring that over into the field. And if it's in practice and building that confidence, Aaron, I mean, we've said it for a year, Aaron wants to see you make plays in practice and carry it over the game, and that builds the confidence there. So for me, it's continue to grind on them in the meeting room and then just continue to go do work on the field. I think a lot of what I've done, and even the guys before me, if I think back to Donald and Greg, it wasn't so much how much what they said as how they went about work. I mean, Donald never missed practice, so that showed a lot about being a pro and going about your job and, you know, being protective and honestly taking it personal. If you don't have a good day at practice, you got to take it personal and come back and, you know, improve the next day.
Jordy, we hear a lot of people talk about the importance of mental preparations, and I was curious, did you sort of get a different view of things learning from the mental approach, given that you had a different frame of reference than a typical season when you're there every day in practice?
Not really. I mean, I didn't dive too much into the game plan each week because it wasn't really necessary. I mean, I would go into the meeting rooms post-practice and watch practice, and, I mean, I knew the routes that they were running and what, you know, techniques and everything they needed to go. But besides that, I just kind of focused on my rehab during the day and then went to practice and was in meetings after post-practice.
Trey, how different can this offense be with you back? Eddie appears to be a different Eddie in different shape. What kind of impact do you think that can have?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to sit up here and make predictions that are, whatever, 5 months away or whatever it is and try to predict the future. So we've seen what we can do in the past. Hopefully we can, you know, have a good offseason, good camp, and there's a lot of things that go into that. Obviously, there's injuries that can happen from now until then and a lot of different things. So we look forward to start the process, start the grind, and then see what happens.
Jordy, I know the most important thing is obviously following doctor's instructions, but how much have you reached out to guys that have been through similar stuff like this to kind of get a gauge of realistic expectations as you get back to the field?
Not too many. I reached out to one guy I did reach out to was Aaron Campman before I had surgery. There's a lot that goes into it. Obviously, we have the right to have a, you know, different doctor do surgery if you want, or Doc McKenzie, or, you know, whatever you're comfortable with. So I reached out with Aaron because he had Doc McKenzie do both his surgeries. And so I wanted to get that from him and talk to some other guys. But honestly, after surgery and what I've learned through my process and even some other guys that I've seen go through it, is everyone's recovery is different. You can't compare you can't lay two ACL surgery recoveries side by side, and they're not going to be the same. And so you kind of have to be cautious on how much you try to tell people, like, well, this is what it's going to be. You know, week four, it's going to be this. Week eight, it's going to be this, because it's different. Everyone progresses different. Everyone's surgery is different. Every ACL tear is different. So I haven't reached out to too many. I haven't reached out to anyone for, you know, what it's going to be like when I come back to the game. I'm just focused on what we need to get done to be ready to go.
Before surgery, did you find yourself doing a lot of research on the different options, like Achilles and hamstring and all that kind of stuff, that they can – so pick one that you want?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's not your Achilles, because that would not be fun to take anything out of your Achilles. There's some, but I think there wasn't much thought about it, to be honest with you. So.
What did you think of the schedule coming out and the opponents this season?
We've known the opponents for a while. Obviously, we know home and away. We just don't know what time. There's always a couple dates or games I look for, and Chicago's not too bad late in the year, but obviously it's kind of a cycle. You kind of know after being around for a while what it's going to be, you know, when you're playing people, especially in the division. Your bye week early or late kind of rotates each year. So it's a schedule. It's an opportunity for us to go out and win some games and compete. But I mean, it's just a schedule.
Jordy, what did Eddie look like to you? How different does Eddie Lacy look?
I don't know. I won't even go there. So I was going to crack a joke, but I won't. He looked good, and obviously we're glad to have everyone back, get ready to work and progress. So I mean, that'll be for him to answer. I didn't ask him how much he weighed or his percent body fat or how fast he runs. So,
Jordy, how familiar are you of, you know, Jared Cook and his game, and what do you think he can add to this offense, you know, bringing him in?
I'm not too familiar, to be honest with you. Obviously, being an offensive guy, we watch all defense all the time. So every once in a while you'll watch some other receivers and try to steal some things. But just seeing him today, talking to Randall, he's like, he's a lot bigger, taller than what we expected. So I think just having another playmaker on the team is always helpful. We've always tried through the years that we've been together is to get as many playmakers on the field as possible. And that adds one more, allows us to have another threat, gives Aaron another option, and just allows us to be more dimensional.
You know, Jordy, Rob asked you about the offense, and I understand I'm not looking for a prediction from you, but I think human nature is this is what they look like without Jordy. This is how much they struggled. Now he's going to be back. Do you allow yourself to get a little bit excited, and do you get the sense that any of your teammates are excited, though, about the idea of 87?
Well, I hope they're excited. I'd feel bad if they're mad if I was coming back. So, no, I think we're just all excited to be back together. I mean, for me, I'm excited to play. It's, I think I said when it happened, it'll be the first time in, I think it was like 18 years I hadn't played football in the fall. So, I'm excited to get back out there. I think I told my wife the other day I'm excited to be sore. It's a good sore to have. So, we look forward to that. But again, it's a long ways away. And, you know, it's fun to play with each other. It's great to be out there, great to play with the guys on the field, make plays, and have fun. So, I think hopefully we all look forward to it.
And did you not go home to Kansas at all? Or did you, I mean, how did your offseason change because of this?
No, we were here. It didn't change much, to be honest with you. I came in this building way too much, but you'd like to get away a little bit, but it was good. It was nice. Just there was a couple of us in there, so I was able to come in the morning, do my stuff, and be done by 11, 12 o'clock. So obviously a real short day still. So. But no, my son's in school, so we stay up here year round all the time now. We did go back for a week before Easter, and stuff like that, but we had a couple weeks off, so a couple long weekends, but for the most part, we're here.
So who else were you bumping into when you'd come in the building?
That's not me to tell you. Okay.
How's your knee rehab affected your softball swing?
That's to be determined. It might have to be taking a couple notches back, but by June we should be all right, but I think we'll all play it smart there.